Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. My next guest is recently diagnosed at the age of 42 and decided to share his experiences in life on this podcast. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage and let's learn more about him. See you there.
I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own. Follow what the group is thinking, bottle up my intuition till it's popping out the box that I don't fit in. I wanna believe in the truth, but only see what I'm shown. Got the freedom to choose, but can't decide on my own.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios. Today I'm joined with Matt Kandick. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't you start off by telling me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I was diagnosed autistic. It's only been 3 or 4 months ago. I was kind of self-identifying before that for about it was about 2 years altogether that I kind of knew that I was autistic, but I got the final diagnosis pretty recently. And that sent me. I started my podcast and just started down a path of learning everything that I could about autism and sharing my journey along the way.
So you're a late bloomer when it comes to the diagnosis. So you are like me, you
Yeah.
got diagnosed later in life.
Right, yeah, 42.
So when you got your official diagnosis, did things start to make sense to you?
It was a roller coaster of emotions. At first was a little confusing and hard for me to accept, and it took a little time, but in the long run, it explained so much. It was such a relief. I think at least when I was growing up in the 80s, there was a reluctance to slap a label on kids. And I think without that label, you end up with a lot of other labels. You're, labeled defiant and difficult and rude and finally being able to shed all of those labels and know that that's not what it was. That was a huge relief and a very, very positive thing in my life.
So are you just autistic, or do you also have ADHD?
I'm just autistic that we know so far.
All right. Do you have any sensory issues?
I do. My big one is sound. I really loud noises, sudden noises, very like deep bassy noises. That'll really put me in that fight or flight. That's the big one. But I have pretty much every sensory system. I have a little something going on.
Now, how with sound, how do you handle like going into a restaurant that's got music playing loud, the lights are bright? How do you handle that?
It's hard. The biggest struggle in that situation, I think, is carrying on conversation. It's so hard for me to kind of separate all of that and be able to carry conversation. And I mean, just, 40 years, 40 something of masking, I learned how to just smile and nod and act like I know what's going on and just kind of get through the moment. But now that I kind of understand what's going on, I've learned to self-advocate a little bit more and, say, okay, this table over here is a little too much. Can we sit over here where there's a little less going on? Yeah, little
No.
things like that.
Now, do you have any hypersensitivities at all?
What do you mean exactly? Like,
Like where sound and smell are not just your regular issue, but they're heightened to the fact where they really get to you.
Certain sounds. It's the like the booming noises and Sometimes like fire alarms, things like that, where I will like shut down.
Okay. Now, how are you and when it comes to making friends? You have any issues with that? Have you made friends?
Yeah, I tend to have a small group of friends, a couple very close friends, kind of at a time. And I don't know, I always just kind of thought, I'm not for everybody, but the ones that I do get close to, I feel like I, form very strong relationships with.
All right. Now, obviously you've gone through school. What was school like knowing that you didn't know you were autistic? And when you got your diagnosis, did that explain a lot of things like why you were slower to learning everything in school?
Definitely. And I think that it's very confusing and isolating going without the diagnosis and struggling to kind of do what everybody else is doing. Like I said, with you get all the other labels and you really feel like you're there's something wrong with you, you know. So yeah, that was definitely a struggle. I definitely did a lot better learning on my own, and I would I wasn't good at following along with everybody else. I would just kind of get really interested in one part of it and go off on my own. There were certain teachers that were a lot kinder about that and just kind of helped to put some structure around it and be able to kind of give me credit for it. But then there were, a lot of teachers that really, really wanted me to just follow along with everybody else, and it just didn't really work well for me.
All right. Have you figured out what your special interest is?
I have had a few throughout my life. I think a big one is psychology. And then I am very interested in cults. I think that it's very interesting. I don't know, kind of like the darker psychology side of that. I think it's very interesting the way that cults kind of brainwash and control people. I just find it, awful, terrible, but really, really interesting.
All right. Have you tried to step out of your comfort zone lately?
Interesting question. I don't know. I feel like right now it's a lot of my life has been outside of my comfort zone, and I feel like right now, kind of dealing with this burnout that I've been going through, is more settling into my comfort zone right now. And I do feel like that's temporary while I take care of the burnout, because I think it's very important to be outside of your comfort zone.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about your life. What was it like growing up not knowing you were autistic?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is traumatic. It is hard. It is hard to collect all of those labels throughout your life and just think that there's something wrong with you and never understand why you're different and that different isn't bad. And I think that I was always kind of looking for an answer for why I was different. And in my late teens, I was diagnosed with a severe form of bipolar, misdiagnosed. And that was very traumatic. I carried that diagnosis for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. And it was, I've been through a few other psych evals since then, and it was not the same. That first one was, he talked to me for maybe 10 minutes, asked me very surface level questions, things that in hindsight I think were explained better by the fact that my very best friend at the time had that severe form of bipolar, and we were living together, and I was doing everything that she was doing. So I think there was a better explanation, but this guy talked to me for maybe 10 minutes and put me on so much medicine. Really over-medicated me, and I went years of, they were trying new medicine and upping my doses, and couldn't figure out why this wasn't working. In hindsight, I'm understanding that we sort of incorrectly mapped a lot of things to mania that were never mania, and rather were like sensory overwhelm leading to meltdowns.
Now, what inspired you to start your podcast?
I definitely am an external processor. I really need to either talk things out or at least write them out. As I was kind of searching and questioning if I was autistic, I was listening to a lot of podcasts. So it just kind of seemed like a kind of natural way for me to go to kind of talk things out. And in the beginning, I was just talking into the void and just didn't expect anybody to start listening or anything. I just, needed that space to get everything out. And then people started listening, and I started getting some feedback, which was really neat.
Speaking of feedback, what kind of reception has your podcast got?
Pretty good. I hear from a lot of people who are going through that same process of questioning if they are autistic, and just sort of, telling me how much they relate to the things that I'm saying.
All right. What is it like sharing your life with the world?
It's a very vulnerable place to be. I definitely, spend some time thinking about, do I want to share this? And there's a few things that I kind of hold back that are for me, but I share a lot.
And what advice do you have for those who have been diagnosed late in life and finding out that they're autistic?
I think that you're not alone. That was a big thing for me too, that realizing that there are so many people who do get diagnosed later in life. You're not alone, and there's a lot of great communities to connect with other people that have had late diagnosis.
All right. And finally, where can people find out more about you and your podcast?
You can get to the podcast and all my socials and everything through my Linktree. Linktree, linktr.ee/myautisticworld.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Reed Miles. That's Matt Kandick. And make sure you check out Matt's podcast as well as mine. And I'll see you in the next one. Remember, hit that like button. Be sure to follow. See you around, everybody. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Reed.